Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
We're going to head overseas now to Kabul in Afghanistan, where President George W. Bush made a surprise visit today. He met with American troops before holding talks with Afghan President Hamid Karzai. And for more, we turn to Martin Patience, a BBC correspondent who is in Kabul. Welcome back, Martin.
Good morning.
So tell us what President Bush did while he was there.
Well, it was a very quick visit. He arrived here before dawn. He flew into Bagram Air Base, which is about an hour and a half from Kabul, where he spoke with American troops and met the most senior U.S. commander in the country, David McKiernan. And then after that, he boarded a helicopter, flew to the presidential palace in Kabul, where he held talks with Afghan President Hamid Karzai before holding a press conference between the two men. And then he left a few hours ago. So very, very quick trip.
He did say that Afghanistan today was dramatically different. It was a dramatically different country than it was 8 years ago. This was only his second trip. What was he referring to, do you know?
Well, that's the big question. I think he was putting a rosy spin on the situation in Afghanistan. Certainly, if you compare it 8 years ago and now, there are big changes. For example, the Taliban aren't in power. More children are going to school. There's a greater amount of health clinics, greater infrastructure in the country. But the all-important point is that the security situation in Afghanistan, by almost all accounts, including those of American institutions, appears to be getting worsening. And because of that, we're seeing that President-elect Barack Obama is going to send thousands, tens of thousands, certainly thousands, if not up to 20,000 additional American troops to try and tackle the Taliban-led insurgency.
And that's something that's been pushed by U.S. military leaders as well as by the Secretary of Defense, Robert Gates. Did President Bush at all, or was he asked, did he respond to the report that came out in the last 10 days or so indicating that the Taliban had actually taken somewhere around 75% of control of the country?
As far as I'm aware of, he didn't respond to that question. He wasn't, in fact, asked that question. And also, that survey that was carried out, I think there's been a lot of... it was, in some ways, a dubious survey. That certainly is denied by most military officials, diplomats, and even Afghan officials here. But certainly, the Taliban are getting stronger. The insurgency does appear to be spreading in the last few months, particularly in the south and the east. And also, it seems to be encroaching upon Kabul provinces such as Logar and Wardak. There's been serious fighting there all throughout the summer up until now.
Let's listen to a bit of what the president had to say today.
No question, there's a Taliban that wants to fight back. Why? Because they want to regain power. They can't stand the thought of a free society. And they're lethal. And they are tough, no question about it.
You know, Martin, I guess what I hear there in the president's statement and tone, and I guess you could include the visit to Iraq in this as well, is that despite his sort of emotional need, apparently, to go back to these places that are really going to define his presidency, there isn't a real sense of coming to grips with the reality of both Iraq and Kabul, the situation in Afghanistan. How evident was that among people in the press corps who have covered this story for so long?
Well, I think, you know, this is a conflict that has been going on for 7 years now, and it's going to outlive one presidency. Nobody here seems to think that Afghanistan is going to stand on its own two feet anytime soon. It's very unclear what the international community want to actually achieve here. What is success? And certainly there's great emphasis on the security problem, because without security you can't have reconstruction, and that's the big problem. That security situation appears to be getting worse, and in many ways while President Bush was very much defined by the war in Iraq, this was his only second visit to Afghanistan. I think many of his critics will say that, you know, Afghanistan in many ways was an afterthought, and that George Bush didn't do enough to help stabilize and rebuild this country.
Did you get the impression that he, you know, has an emotional connection to Hamid Karzai, that he views this as an accomplishment in some way, or is he admitting that it's a second thought, that in some ways the whole atmospherics of this visit makes the point that you've just made, that on some level an opportunity was lost?
Well, I don't think any president would admit he's made a mistake. I think it's very difficult for them to do that politically, obviously. But certainly Afghanistan has been in some ways on the back burner. I think everybody's seen that. If you compare troop figures with here in Iraq, there's 60,000 international forces here in total, 30,000 of whom are American, compared to 150,000 troops in Iraq. Certainly the relationship between George Bush and Hamid Karzai, I've been told, was very strong. George Bush is somebody who seems to sum up whether he likes or doesn't like somebody very quickly, and certainly there was a close connection between those two men. But increasingly American officials have been incredibly critical of the Afghan government. One of the big problems is security. The other big problem many international diplomats feel here is that the Afghan government isn't doing enough. It's ripe with corruption. Many Afghans don't trust it, and that the Afghan president, Hamid Karzai, must do more to tackle those issues.
This is really the end of an era for people in Afghanistan, and that this will be the last time they see the American president who has changed so much about their country. Any sense from the Afghan perspective of what this farewell moment is like?
Well, it has been 7 years since the American-led invasion or into Afghanistan, where the Taliban regime was overthrown. I think many Afghans are very disappointed that greater change hasn't been made. Billions of pounds have been pumped into this country. Tens of thousands of international forces are still stationed here. And yet the security situation seems to be getting worse. Corruption is rife. And normal Afghans aren't seeing the benefits of those billions and billions of dollars of aid. So I think there's a great deal of frustration among Afghan citizens, as well as a great deal of frustration amongst diplomats and other diplomats and other officials, American and European, that progress isn't being made quicker.
Martin Patience, thanks for your update. Martin Patience is a BBC correspondent. He was coming to us from Kabul, Afghanistan, talking about President George Bush's surprise visit to Afghanistan today.
And a farewell moment that closes out an era in Afghan history, if not American history. So we are talking about holiday traditions here in the studio at The Takeaway, and we talked with star chef Rocco DiSpirito and his mother, Nicolina, and we heard about their traditions, but we want to hear your traditions as well. Is there a Santa tradition of gift-giving, Secret Santa, or is it all under the tree in your house? Do you go to the movies on December 25th if you don't celebrate Christmas? What about Chinese food? Do you have that tradition as well? Tell us the things that make your holiday special at 877-8-MY-TAKE or MyTAKE at thetakeaway.org, and especially if you're changing them this year. Here's your takeaway.
Every investor with enough money to invest can be taken by somebody with enough of the smarts that a con man will employ.
And he had plenty of smarts. The Wall Street Journal's Jason Zweig, he's a reporter for the Wall Street Journal, talking about the Bernie Madoff scandal, the implications of which are only just being counted now. I'm John Huckenberry.
It's a monstrous alleged scandal. I'm Adora Udoji, and this is The Takeaway.